Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrea Nirenberg is here. Andrea is a longtime, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, president of the Nirenberg Group, author of Nonstop Networking and Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture. She's a networking diva. And she's our good friend, Andrea Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I like the word diva. That's nice.
I know.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
thank
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you. Hey, Andrea, you may have heard me in the beginning of the hour, I started talking about you being here and that we were going to talk about professional networking. And I said that in 1997, when I started doing my show, I started telling my audience three things we were going to have to get good at in the 21st century. We were going to have to get better at technology. We're going to have to get better at strategic alliances, building strategic alliances, and we were going to have to get better at networking. That was in 97, when not a whole lot of people were talking about networking. But my question to you is, how has networking changed in 21 years, 22 years?
Well, you know what? It's amazing that you asked that question, because the reality is, in many ways, it hasn't changed. It's still people to people. It's still reaching out, staying in touch, taking the initiative. We are so lucky today, though, because we have so much and many tools and technology to make it easier. And we walk around with a computer in our hands that you can be in touch, just follow up with somebody, take 2 seconds to send a note, saw this article, thought you'd be interested, a text, an email, get on social media. It's easier today.
It's easier to stay in front of people, but you still have to – but what you said earlier about some things haven't changed, you still have to meet them. You still have to have them get on their – you still have to get on their radar, and they on your
Absolutely.
Radar. That's still – that's as old as face-to-face, isn't it?
Absolutely, and stay on the radar. Stay on their radar, because it's easy to meet people, but people meet so many people every single day. If you want to be remembered, you have to stay in touch. You have to remember things about people. You have to listen. You have to go back to the basics. So I always say it's like spring training for a baseball game team. They go back and practice what they learned to set the foundation. So we have it all. It's just that people don't do it. They say, oh, that's beginner. I know that already. Mm-hmm. Knowing and doing are two different things.
Well, do you think how much would you has anybody ever done any kind of research on what level of networking the average person does? I mean, you and I are we got a networking antenna that goes up 30,000 feet. You know, we pick up all kinds of signals because it's what we think about. But somebody out there running a regular business, you and I don't have a regular business. We got weird businesses.
No.
But people who have regular Main Street businesses, it's not on their mind. I'm really concerned how much opportunity they're missing because they're so busy in the trenches that they don't get themselves out in the marketplace. What do you think?
That's right. I agree with you. And even when these people are so busy internal networking, building their teams, they forget that it's just as important to build relationships and alliances with your internal team and then the people who speak to your customers and your clients. And every business that stays in business has customers and clients. And when you're talking to a customer or just saying thank you for your order, you know, asking a question, how else can we help you? Things like that, some of the simple, basic things that people forget to do, because they're too busy trying to get to the next order. But if they would take time just mining the relationship in the field, they probably would get more business.
As a small business owner myself, Andrea, my purpose for networking, my initial main goal for networking is to find a way to do something for somebody else. I don't network to see what they can do for me. I network first to see what I can do for them. And here's why. I love paying it forward with other people and having that in the bank, so to speak, because
I agree.
I don't know how many times I have come back and I have needed a favor from them. I've needed them to make a call for me, or I've needed to get them to help me with something. And I don't mean a big thing. I mean just a small thing. But because I had paid it forward, I felt justified in saying, hey, could you help me out here? I need to ask a question. I need a favor from you. I felt justified in doing that. And when I needed them to do something for me, it was strategic for me.
They were there. Absolutely. The wisest man I ever knew, my father, always used to say, give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
I love that.
So give, give, give.
Say that again.
Help, help, help. Give without remembering, receive without forgetting. So just give. Don't keep score. Help people. However, no matter what you receive, always remember to thank the person, take the feedback.
Yep.
Just remember. So many people forget that. And that is, I think, the golden rule of networking.
And you can do this when you're selling, too, Andrea.
Oh,
one of my favorite things I used to do years ago, decades ago, I'd walk into a customer's office, and I kind of knew they weren't going to buy anything from me today. I was just making a courtesy call, checking on them.
Yeah.
And I'd say, what's going on? They're, oh, I can't talk to you, man. I got this problem. And they tell me, I say, well, what is it? They tell me, I say, well, look, I know somebody who knows how to fix that. And they say, really? And of course, I would, in those days, I would have to walk around to the other side of their, on the, to their desk, pick up the phone. We didn't have cell phones. Pick up the phone. I'd dial up my friend, and I'd say, hey, help this guy. I'd hand him the phone, and I'd walk out. I love doing
that.
And that's a form of networking, isn't it?
Without a doubt. You said the key thing, Jim. Everything we do when we relate to people and connect with people or touch base or do any of these things, Dale Carnegie said it. He would be the modern-day networker today. People forget. It's the basics of doing it. And too many people think networking is I've got to get something from the other person, and that's so wrong.
Ivan Meiser says givers gain. Isn't that great?
Absolutely, yeah. He's the king. He knows that.
Yep.
He started the group.
Well, you're the diva. You're the diva. He's the guru. That's what I call him. I need your website, Andrea.
Nirenberggroup.com.
Check it out, folks. All of her books are there, folks, including Million Dollar Networking, Nonstop Networking, et cetera, et cetera. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.